If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. That's what we like to do. But I'm glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. We've got a great show. Hey, as I promised, we've got John Monroe back. You know, we kind of had issues, you know, power going out and so forth last time. So he's going to be with us tonight. It's kind of a last minute thing, but anyway, we're going to connect with John. He's our natural vision expert. So if you've got vision issues and you want to know about natural ways to deal with those things, then John's the man. He's going to be with us for the second half of the show. And let's see. Oh, in the interim, if you want to check out the website, drbanker.com, that's who he works with out in Boulder, Colorado. You can drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com, and check them out. And, but for the first part of the show, we've got our quack report. Of course we do. But we also have the topic of anxiety or heart attack. How can you tell the difference? Well, we're going to go over those subtle differences for you and give you some tips on how you can And you can find out, you know, am I having a heart attack or am I just worrying too much? So we're going to talk about that. But before we get to the quack report and all that good stuff, don't forget next week, a week from today, we're going to have Dr. Christine Horner with us. She's got a natural way of dealing with breast cancer if you tend to have that gene that kind of puts you at risk of having breast cancer. No need to go under the knife, she says. So we're going to talk with her next Thursday about that. So I hope you can tune into the show. Well, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, lifting our righteous men and women up in uniform, praying for their God's hand of protection be on them. And, of course, I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, asking for righteous leadership to be restored to America because we got problems, big ones, and we need God's help. We do. We just got to fess up to that. We can't do it ourselves, obviously. So I hope you'll join me seeking the Lord's face every day because it's not ever a wasted moment talking with the Lord. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about what's going on here. We've got contaminated berries. If you shop at Costco especially, you need to be aware of this. Food production, you know, becoming more industrialized, so that's putting us more at risk. And so much of the world's food production has been shifted because of cutting labor costs and maximizing profits. You know, third world countries are now packaging our food. So FDA is currently looking into an outbreak of hepatitis A linked to a frozen organic berry mix sold by a company in Oregon. So FDA and Center for Disease Control just the 14th of June said that 30 people have gotten sickened due to the consumption of Townsend Farms organic antioxidant blend. So it's a product that contains pomegranate seed mix, which I think is the culprit. Consumers in Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, California were affected. Apparently, according to the CDC, 9 people were sent to the hospital very sick. It's a frozen concoction that has those pomegranate seeds that come from Turkey. Okay? And what is hepatitis A? Well, basically, that's what they're getting from this frozen mix. It's extremely contagious liver disease, and it's usually can last a few weeks to several months, and it's transmitted by infected food handlers, okay? And basically, symptoms include fatigue, abdominal pain, jaundice, abnormal liver tests, dark urine, pale stool, liver having a problem. Basically, get some milk thistle right away is what I would do. But, you know, they haven't had a recall on this. I don't know what they're waiting for. So most of the stuff is coming from Turkey, Egypt, Chile, and Argentina. Got to watch those food sources. Moving along in the quack report. Here's something that's going down. We got Obamacare on the horizon, but U.S. doctors, you know what? They're just dumping healthcare insurance altogether, and they're going back to cash, and they're charging their patients less. I reported on this the other night, but here it is. High cost of insurance coverage is looming, and some doctors are doing it differently. They're outsmarting the government mandate on healthcare, and so they're eliminating the red tape by eliminating accepting insurance altogether. So, basically, this one doctor in Wichita, Kansas, he's family physician Doug Nunmaker, and he says he's offering his customers, his patients, a higher quality care, health care, at a fraction of the cost by getting rid of the money-bloated insurance system. So he says he's cut his overhead costs because he had to hire so many people to deal with insurance, and then Obama his regulations were going to require another individual just to handle paperwork. So he said, forget it. Okay, I'm cutting my overhead costs. And what he does is he charges his patients a small monthly fee and reduces the medical costs up front across the board. So that's interesting. He also recommends his patients carry a high deductible health insurance plan for, you know, casualty, emergency, you know, car accident, you know, just the real bad situations, and just, you know, get rid of everything else. So it's a small membership plan with their family health practitioner, And then a little bit of cash going in for the office visit, apparently. Isn't that great? And, of course, whatever it is your medicine costs, if you're going to go that way. He gives an example. He has a bunch of people under his umbrella in his practice, and those that he doesn't have and the specialties he doesn't have, he's contacting them and referring people under the plan to them. So pediatric services are there, $10 a month. Check it out, right? Adults that are 44, they're of age, $50 a month for their plan. Anyone over 44, it's $100 a month because I guess, you know, more problems to deal with, more tests and so forth. So this cash method encompasses even credit and debit transactions, he said. So he's getting rid of wasted hours. He's bypassing a lot of bloated prices and wasted time. And he said the Affordable Care Act, he can't afford. Okay, he says the basic cholesterol test costs his patients $3 compared to the typical $90 through the insurance company. Whoa, get out of here, really? $3. He's also working with other professionals outside his office to create a network of coverage and services. MRI, instead of $5,000, it's $400. Get real, look at that. So, yeah, I mean, that's an idea. It's an idea. Okay, last but not least in the Quack Report, we're going to talk about a spice, turmeric. You've probably heard of it. Yeah, it's kind of indigenous to India and Southeast Asia. Well, now some new studies are saying, you know, it's good for Alzheimer's, dementia, okay, and within a short time. Yeah, studies on turmeric. Primary active ingredient is curcumin in it, and it has the power apparently to you know, adjust behavior, psychological symptoms associated with dementia, full recovery in a few months, they're claiming. That's right. It's a traditional cooking spice, but it also seems to have some sort of impact on your circulation, your digestion, neurological system. And let's see, the three patients that were in the Alzheimer's disease study, they had some cognitive decline, they were irritable, anxiety, agitation, apathy, and they were supplemented with turmeric, and they found that they had improved symptoms within just a few months. Their report was also published in the Journal of Annals of Indian Academy of Neurology, and another study was there in 2008 that said the same thing, because turmeric has an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, detoxifying effect on the brain. Check that out. Get you some turmeric. I hear it's good for weight loss, too. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about, am I having a heart attack? Or is it just a panic attack? My anxiety's kicking up. Well, patients and sometimes physicians have a hard time telling if someone is suffering from a panic attack or a heart attack. So how can you tell if that squeezing and pressure you feel in your chest is a panic attack and you just need to breathe into a paper bag, or if it is actually a heart attack and it warrants a trip to the ER? We're going to find out. Well, let's look at these symptoms, which two symptoms kind of look alike. A combination of symptoms can confuse people, such as if you feel lightheaded, you have maybe a headache, and when you take a deep breath, you feel chest pain. But then it goes away. So is this the beginning of little hiccups that the heart is telling you to slow down? Or is it a panic attack? Well, rapid heartbeat and breathing issues caused by anxiety, panic attacks, can actually cause chest pain, giving the person the sensation, hey, I'm having a heart attack. Take me to the emergency room. Well, let's look at some statistics real quick. Anxiety is the most common emotional disorder and affects over 40 million adults in the U.S. That's about 18% of the population. So anxiety costs the U.S. economy $42 billion a year. You check it out in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. Well, anxiety disorder can often be accompanied by depression. And it's a fact that half of the patients that are diagnosed with depression, hey, they also have anxiety. And about a third of the people that have anxiety tend to have to be medically treated for it. Well, let's talk about the type of anxiety, because there are several types of anxiety, and they're often associated with panic disorder. So when you obtain an understanding of how or why your body's reacting, you can be more in control and hopefully not under the control of a toxic medication. So anxiety is really a fear that something bad is going to happen. And the Bible refers to fear as torment. So our Creator does not want us to live with fear. So what are the physical or mental signs of anxiety which can lead to a panic attack? Well, here's a brief list. You may have difficulty sleeping, or you may have rapid heartbeat. You may have chest pain or lightheadedness, weakness or tingling in the extremities, or difficulty concentrating or experience forgetfulness. Okay, so it's easy to confuse anxiety and panic attack symptoms with heart attack, and often an anxious person will hyperventilate, which can trigger chest pain, weakness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness. So a panic attack itself also releases adrenaline, which speeds up the heart rate and can cause heart attack-like symptoms. Also, some folks with anxiety are hypersensitive, and a slight chest pain, a little chest pain, could trigger a panic attack. In contrast, a slight chest pain normally would not overly concern someone not affected by anxiety. Let's find out, how can you tell if your anxiety is kicking up instead of your heart? So, well, you can take five minutes and take an anxiety test to help you determine which camp you fall into, panic attack or heart attack. It's online. You could go to calmclinic.com. That's calm, C-A-L-M, clinic.com, and look for their anxiety test there. Now, I would just use the test to help determine if your situation, if it warrants a trip to the doctor. Use common sense, of course, and if your heart is in good health, it's most likely you're suffering from panic attack anxiety. But if it gives you peace of mind to go see a cardiologist, then, go get some tests done, get a clean bill of health, but always, always research your options. All right, what are some of the telltale signs? Well, there can be subtle differences in symptoms you experience with panic attacks and heart attacks. So here's a few of them. Number one, well, three of them, really. There's three big ones, so just remember these three. Number one, if you're suffering from a panic attack, these will climax in about 10 minutes and then taper off, okay? This scenario, less common with a heart attack, okay? Number two, anxiety chest pain is sharp and usually localized in one spot. Heart attacks often generate a dull and radiating pain, okay? A lot of people say, started over my shoulder and my back or my arm, kind of thing. Number three, panic attacks do not normally cause vomiting, but it is very common for those suffering a heart attack, okay? So when in doubt, always get your heart checked out by a physician to know what you're dealing with, okay? Diagnosis is always good to know where you're going to, go from there. A lot of times I'll do that. I'll go to the doctor just to get a diagnosis if I'm stumped, right? Right? And then I know what natural way I could possibly go. It gives you a push-off point to know where to go research your options. Well, what about the big question? There's a big question. Yeah. Is it possible for a panic attack to cause a heart attack? Well, the answer is most often no. However, if a person is suffering from long-term stress and anxiety and is not doing something about it, then it could damage the organs of the body, including the heart. And those who suffer from anxiety and also have a heart condition are at a greater risk of a heart attack. Well, let's look about getting some control here, because when a person experiences a panic attack, they feel out of control, They are totally freaking out. They often fear things that won't happen. I mean, in this day and age, it's so easy to freak out, isn't it? I mean, the news. I mean, people can't even listen too long to the news anymore. You know, I'm not talking about the Alphabet Network on TV. You know, I'm just talking about, you know, the straight up real news. They go, oh, I can't take it anymore. They just can't listen. They can just take a little bit because they're so saturated, right? So anxiety is even more prevalent than it was a few years ago. So the people with anxiety, though, often focus on and they mull over the negative events and they work themselves up. So getting control of the thought patterns will also help control the physical symptoms. There are natural and some behavioral therapies which have a positive effect on panic attack disorder. And one easy therapy to utilize is regular exercise. So if you include 30 or 45 minute exercise workout each day, it's going to improve your mood and your energy. So the exercise, if you do it regularly, helps you to cope much better with stress. Regular exercise will also reduce the cortisol hormone that's created by stress. And this hormone can feed the anxiety, gremlin. So you want to get that exercise in. It's also going to help improve your immune system, balance your hormones, improve your sleep, and physically strengthen your body. Okay, there's more tips on tapping into exercise to calm down panic attack and anxiety on calmclinic.com. Okay, you probably want to look under their anxiety treatment area. What about some other anxiety antidotes? Are there any? Well, yeah, eating a healthy diet and getting the nutrition that the brain and your heart are going to need are going to be essential. For one, vitamin B1 is very important to the brain, your central nervous system, and it helps to regulate mood. So foods such as leafy green vegetables, almonds, millet, all contain vitamin B1, which is thiamine. Now, if you would like a free list of foods with essential vitamins, you can ask Apothecary Herbs. They publish this free alphabet food list, okay? And you can email support@thepowerherbs.com. That's support@thepowerherbs.com. Or you can give them a call toll-free and ask for it at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, because they got lots of herbs there. It also can help with anxiety and heart health as well. Herbs that help calm down anxiety and panic attacks are going to be valerian root and St. John's wort. So herbs that strengthen and protect your heart muscle and your heart, your cardiovascular, hawthorn berries, red clover, garlic, that kind of thing. So contact Apothecary Herbs for their professional strength and their certified organic herb liquids. That the delivery system is right in there, 60 seconds. There's nothing that the body has to work on to digest, so it's quick. So you can ask about their herbal liquids like the valerian root tincture, their emotional stress formula, their hawthorn berries tincture. They do have a heart cholesterol blood pressure formula that's awesome. And their Body Foundation food mix is loaded with natural B vitamins. And they also have an emergency heart attack pack in case help is delayed and seconds count. You'll definitely want to have that around. So give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. International is the 704-885-0277. You know, online, thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. They have a free product catalog you can request. They have a PDF version you can download off their website if you'd like. But, you know, this is important stuff to learn how to empower yourself to deal with situations without toxic overload and side effects from drugs and being dependent on them. Who wants to be dependent on them? I don't know how many times I talk to folks over the years and years and years that they just don't like being on drugs for life. And it's really interesting because the folks that suffer from depression and anxiety, panic attacks, they get all anxious about not being able to have their medicines. Isn't that crazy? You're on medicine to curb your anxiety, right? But now they're worried that Obamacare may shut off the medicine tap, and now they're all anxious. Well, rightly so, I would think. But It's just a way to, you're managing a disease, you're not getting rid of a disease, and there's a big difference. So remember what I said, evil people, you know how to pick them out. They don't like independence, you being independent. They like to control you. Get it? So anything that controls something for you makes you a slave to it. Who wants that? I sure as heck don't. So check out the good herbs that our creators put here. Herbs are here for the service of man. I believe them. The word of God cannot be broken. Yeah. And Frederick Douglass says this. It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. Yeah. So start that nutrition, that good lifestyle early for your kids, and you'll have less problems down the road, right? Keep a check on that diet and exercise, right? And make your exercise fun. We were talking about that the other day. You know, people look at exercise as drudgery. Well, it can be if it's the wrong exercise for you. You know, look at what you're passionate about, what you enjoy doing. Let's say you like to dance. You like to go out dancing. Well, find an exercise routine that incorporates dancing if you, you know, want to do that, or, you know, go to a professional dance studio on a regular basis and dance away. If you like swimming, or bicycling, you know, do that. You know, it keeps the blood moving and you enjoy it. And that in itself is health, healthy medicine right there. Okay, I know we're coming up to a break and we're going to have John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group with us. If you're worried about cataracts, macular degeneration, nearsightedness, farsightedness, floaters, any of that stuff, he's got some information you'll want to hear about. He's been with us before. And he's working with me on my reversal of my nearsightedness, doing pretty good. And I've kind of done a couple of things. I'm using the herbal eyewash that we have at Apothecary Herbs, as well as the vision kit that John Monroe will tell you all about in a little bit. So very good information. It's empowering information. Get you out of your glasses, seeing better, you know. Without vision, the people perish, right? So we're gonna make sure that you preserve your vision, and without all the surgery and the toxic chemicals and the drugs and the expense, you know, forget it. There's a better way, and we're gonna show it to you. We'll be right back.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we have our special guest. We are able to connect this time. Awesome. We have John Monroe with Dr. Banker's Group with us. He's been with us before out of Boulder, Colorado. And if you're interested in checking out their website, it's drbanker, that's drbanker.com. And Dr. Banker's Home Study Vision Improvement Kit, John often instructs people on how to use that to care for their vision issues and concerns. But he also helps people concentrate on lifestyle changes to bring them back into balance. It's a whole lot of great stuff that he has in his vision kit, which I have, by the way. And he joins us once again. Welcome back to the show, John. How you doing?
All right. Doing okay up here. It's a little hot in Boulder today, but we're doing all right.
Awesome. I'm so sorry we didn't connect the other night, but we are tonight, which is great. Tell people all the time that, you know, your vision care kit is an educational feast for the eyes, excuse the pun. But it does help people understand why their vision is affected and how they can go about correcting that. And you know what a real cure is? Of course, that's a four-letter word we're not supposed to use. Medically speaking, a cure is to return yourself back to the original level of health. Okay,
right.
So that's what a cure is. So that's what we're doing. We're reversing a disease, if you will, and we're restoring the original level of health. So now, your vision kit, has a lot of great stuff in it for different problems, and we've talked about them many times before. But I do have a question. I do have a question.
Right.
I'm using the kit because you've been working with me to restore my vision back to 20/20. I nearsighted, started at a -4.0. I'm now -2.5. And I'm kind of hanging here at the -2.5. And I'm not quite there at that 20/20 mark. You know, I can see the line above it on my chart. Right. So I'm kind of just hanging out here. And do you see that a lot with people that, you know, they're working hard and they're doing what they should, and the body just kind of takes a, and you hit a plateau for a little while? Is that normal?
Well, it can happen. It just depends on what you're doing, you know, if you're getting enough rest or how much work you're doing. You know, that's all important to try and relax more. You know, you can get down to a certain eyesight on the chart, and then might take a little longer just to break it loose and improve that vision down to 20/20. And did you get a new pair of glasses that were reduced? Or?
Yeah, well, the pair that I'm in now, they had a buy one, get half off the second pair. So when I ordered this pair, I bumped it down a half a diopter. So I have a pair to slide into right away as soon as I can get to that, you know, 20/20 line, because I know real quick the last time when I did, if I didn't switch my glasses right away, I started to get headaches because my glasses were too strong.
Yeah, so you reduce the prescription and it works better.
Yes, and I know that's a question a lot of people have had. You know, well, you know, this is great, but, you know, getting new glasses is expensive, but you have a solution to that. Why don't you tell the folks how they can solve that problem?
Yeah, there's websites that you can go to and order glasses through. Zenni Optical is one, and they have pretty good prices and things. And then iBuy Direct, that's another website where you can just order your glasses for like $20 a pair with the lenses and the frames and everything, $20, $25, you know.
Right.
And you can get UV protection on them. But the thing about our program is your vision improves. You have to reduce your prescription and your glasses, or you won't be able to see good through them, and you could get a headache or eye strain from that. And it's real simple.
Well, you know,
it's
real empowering, John, you know, to strengthen your eyes and that you have this power. A lot of people just don't realize they can do this. And I haven't tried Zenni Optical. I have purchased through iBuy Direct, and it's EYE Buy Direct. And they have very
Zenni,
high quality.
Zenni Optical, I believe it's Zinny or IE. I don't have it right here in front of me. ZennyOptical.com.
Yes.
You can just Google that, and they have pretty good prices too.
Right.
But the thing is, when you reduce your prescription, you know, you have to wear those until you can read the 20/20 line again. Because when you get them, you'll only probably be able to read the 20/30 line. But if you work with the exercises and you keep doing, eventually you'll start reading the 20/20 line again, and then it's time to reduce the prescription again.
And that's what I've been doing. So, you know, I was speeding along there in the beginning, and now I've kind of slowed down a little bit. But like you said, you know, could be more stress, could be more workload, could be all kinds of things that are slowing me down a little bit. So I'll try to pay more attention to that.
Well, you're pretty busy.
But the glasses that you get aren't cheap. I want to mention that to folks out there. These are high-quality glasses. I think the ones I got from iBuy Direct came out of Canada, and they were just beautiful.
Well, there's a guy who was on 60 Minutes last Sunday night, and he's got a big company, and they sell glasses and frames and sunglasses. And what he's done, he's bought up all these other eyeglass companies and sunglass companies, and he kind of has them, you know, monopoly on the market. And that's why glasses are going up, because they can charge more money. You know, there's no competition. And they're going to run $300 to $400 to $600 for a pair of glasses.
Well, that's if you go to your optometrist for them, right?
Well, if you know, I don't want to say any brand, you know, places, but there's optical places down at the mall. You know, they're at Walmart. There's different optical places you can go in and get a prescription. You know, they just check your vision and get you a pair of glasses or contacts. And he's bought all these up, and all these different sunglass companies that make sunglasses, they bought them all up, and they're still under the same name, but this one company owns them all, and they're selling like 500, I think it was 500 million pair of glasses a year.
Sheesh. Well, and it's only going to get worse because, you know, the CDC and the FDA say that, you know, vision health is only going to get worse. They expect people to be in glasses. That's just what they expect. Or contact
that's all they offer.
Yeah, I know. Well, and the thing is, I've purchased glasses at, you know, some of those vision centers at the mall and Walmart, you know, where you thought it would be less expensive. But I tell you, I spent $60 on a pair of metal frame glasses that I buy direct, and they were better quality than the $250 pair that I got at the Walmart vision place.
Well, that's this guy that's bought up everything, and he's trying to take over the eyeglass world, I guess. But, yeah, you can go to iBuyDirect or Zenni Optical, and they have different frames you can see. And what's good is you can get glasses for your distance vision, bifocals, all types of things.
Right.
Where most doctors you go to, you have to get a script and pay them for a visit and pay a lot of money for them. Where you can order these direct over the Internet, and it works fine for what we're doing with vision improvement because, it, like I said, as your vision improves, you got to reduce your prescription and get a new pair of glasses every so often as your vision starts improving. And you're just at a certain level where you're staying at a 2.50 and you're having a little trouble reading a 20/20 line. I mean, you're almost there where you can start using that other pair.
Mm-hmm.
And you might, are you using the acupressure lights that you got?
I do. I must not have that down right exactly. I'm going to have to talk to you later about it. But because when I use it, I can feel it relax the muscle around the eye, but then it's almost like, you know, you go to the doctor and they dilate your pupils and you can't see very well for a little while. That's sort of like what happens to me.
Well, there's the kit comes with a chart with acupressure points around the face and around the eye. And if you look underneath the drawing, it's listed down there the different points.
Right.
And all the points that have an M on them, you know, the point will be a circle with an M in it. That's for, you know, myopia.
That's
and you want to put that, you want to use those points with the flashlight. It tells you in the instructions more about it. Maybe we need to go over that a little more. But it's real simple.
Well,
you just hold the light on there and you count to 100 and then you put it on another point and you count to 100.
I think counting to 100 is too much for me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then you could do count to 50. You know, it depends on how much time you have.
Okay.
Just like when you do the eye exercises, you only, you know, if you're real busy, then you can do them less. If you have more time, you can do them
more. Well, I just think going to 100, it just relaxes it too much. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And
all right.
So I might have to just cut it in half and see how I do. But let's tell the folks, your vision kit's an awesome kit to have, and it covers a smattering of vision problems. You have things for nearsightedness, farsightedness, you know, floaters, cataract issues, and would you happen to know, is it just an equal a distribution of vision problems that you encounter when you go do your workshops and stuff, or is there like one or two things that pop up more frequently in vision issues?
Well, a lot of people, they have presbyopia. That's trouble reading small print, and that clears up pretty quickly compared to near and farsightedness.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a little more time because you have more muscles you're working on that move the eye around. And then, we'll have people there with beginning cataracts or glaucoma. We get a lot of people with macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy, all types of eye problems, optic nerve damage, you know, infections, just an array of things, nearsightedness, farsightedness.
Now, do you get a lot of people that come – do you get a lot of people that come to your workshops that have tried to go – get laser surgery, but they weren't good candidates, they were turned down?
Well, sometimes with LASIK surgery, if the cornea, that's the bulging clear part of the eye, if that's not a certain thickness, they won't even do the surgery. It has to be a certain thickness to have the LASIK surgery done. And then I've had people come to the workshop that have had LASIK like 3 years ago, and now their vision's getting blurry again. And they have to start wearing glasses. It's because the outer eye muscles have tightened up more, and they've squeezed the eye and changing the shape of it. It's becoming more egg-shaped. So the LASIK, you know, I've talked to people who've had it for 10 or 15 years and they're fine, but other people call and they've had it for 3 to 5 years and now their vision's getting blurry again or they've had problems from it. So that's what you risk when you take, you know, do eye surgeries. If something goes wrong, it affects your eyesight.
Oh, yeah, it surely does. A very expensive procedure, and then you're right back in glasses anyway. But you are correct. The reading vision, you call it presbyopia, that was, right. I was shocked a couple of years back when my eye doctor, because I didn't know about you then, my eye doctor put me in bifocals, you know, and because I was having to move my head all to look at the computer screen and everything, so bifocals. But as soon as I started to use the exercises in your kit, and I also use my eyewash too, I love my eyewash, the reading vision just, you know, really quickly, within just a couple of weeks, I think, you know, just an amazing thing.
I've had people get out of their reading glasses in as little as a week, you know, 2 weeks, a month. It depends on how strong your prescription is, but that's just a muscle inside the eye, around your lens, behind your pupil and iris, and that's the muscle you read with, the ciliary body. And you don't wear any bifocals anymore or need reading glasses.
No, I just, because now it's really easy, because then I go on the website to order glasses. It's just, you know, the straight up, distance vision I have to worry about. So that's excellent.
The reading vision clears up pretty quickly, and you know, we do this. It's pretty much for all ages, little kids, adults, seniors. You know, even people in their 80s and 90s have worked with this, and we've helped them out. And, you know, you want to see good and keep your eye. You know, we work with night vision and, like you said, floaters and sensitivity to light. And,
well, let me ask you this. What did Dr. Banker, what did she say about night vision? Was it a nutritional thing or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's one good thing for night vision is black currant tincture. It's a, you know, liquid tincture that you got. You probably sell it, don't you?
We don't have black currants, no, but go on.
Well, the black currant tincture, is that what it is? There's another name for those liquid drops you can take.
The extracts, yeah.
The extract, that's it. The black currant extract, it's a liquid, you know, it's a tincture, and you put some drops under your tongue, and it's a concentrated version of it. And you can also drink black currant juice. And that's real good for improving night vision. And then also the blueberry juice and blueberries and blueberry tea even is real good for improving night vision.
Well, I love blueberry jam.
Yeah, blueberries are real good for the eyes. But
oh, I know. I love them on my cereal. I do. Well,
I don't know if they make a blueberry extract, but.
Well, in your book, in your kit, you get this book, and of course, in the back is a lot of nutritional guidelines for your eye health, and that's awesome as well. I love that part. But I think what was very surprising to me is a lot of times when we go through life and our vision's bad, and we go to the eye doctor, they don't explain to us why our vision is going bad. What your kit and what you do at your workshops is you explain to people, because if they have an understanding of why their vision is affected, they know the mechanisms in which they can reverse that. And
that's
a lot of times, it's the tight muscles. Explain a little bit about that for farsighted and nearsightedness, about the muscles affecting the eye like that.
Well, there's 6 outer eye muscles that move your eye around, up and down, left and right, any direction you can move your eye. But they can tighten up and hold tension, and the only muscle in the body that does this. And then some time will go by, and they'll tighten up a little more and hold the tension. But as they do that, they start squeezing your eye, which is round, and it starts becoming more egg-shaped, more elongated by the muscles tightening on it. And the problem with nearsightedness and farsightedness, if the eye gets too elongated, too egg-shaped, then it starts pulling on the retina, which is the inner lining of the eye. It's the thickness of tissue paper. So as the eye elongates, it's pulling on the retina. And we've seen people -8 or higher start having detached retinas and retinal tears, and, you know, nearsighted people can start developing floaters, little black hairs or little black dots floating around in your visual field. And that's a vitreous jelly that it's a thin coating of it that sits on top of the retina. and it's kind of like Vaseline. And then the rest of the eye is full of aqueous humor, which is kind of like egg white. And that vitreous gel can come loose, little pieces of it, and it'll float around in your eye. So there's things you can do to improve that also. But the problem near and far side, like I said, if you get too high a prescription, you get too out there, you're prone to detach retina or retinal tear, and that's not a good thing to have happen.
Did Dr. Banker, did you ever find a correlation between certain personality types and vision problems?
Your attitude has a lot to do with these muscles, you know, tightening up. I mean, if you're getting angry a lot, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're stressed out, if you're, you know, emotionally upset a lot, that can cause these muscles to tighten up in people. It doesn't happen to everybody. I mean, not everybody wears glasses, but most, a lot of people do. But it's more of an attitude thing, and your lifestyle, your environment, you know, diet, a lot of things can affect your eyesight.
Well, I was just wondering if you saw a correlation between people that are very, you know, control-oriented, you know, obsessive control types, if they are typically more nearsighted or farsighted or...
Well, it just depends. I mean, a lot of it's just from getting upset, angry. You know, like when little kids get mad and have a fit, you know, and they're crying and screaming, that's not good for them either. That can tighten up their eye muscles. And they go through a lot of problems in elementary school and stuff and the stress, and it starts coming out in the eye muscles tightening up. Some of them eat too much and gain weight, you know. A lot of things can happen with kids, so you got to watch them.
Well,
but basically, anger is a big one.
Yeah. Well, you did mention that people that get to a high negative in the nearsightedness area of 7, 8 or higher tend to be at risk of a retinal tear. Do you see anybody having those typically that have maybe lower, like a negative 4 or 2 or anything like that, getting a retinal tear?
It's usually maybe minus 6, minus 8. I've worked with people that are minus 10, minus 12, minus 16. I worked with one lady that was minus 20. Her eye was very nearsighted.
Well, what's legally blind? Negative
what?
Well,
when you have the Big E chart up on the wall and you want to check your eyesight, if you cannot read the 20/70 line without glasses, then you're legally blind.
Hmm. And how far
from
the chart?
You can't read that 20/70 line from 20 feet away.
20 feet.
Yeah. And you're supposed to read the 20/40 line to legally drive a car.
Oh, wow.
And I check people's eyesight, and they'll be like 20/50, you know, 20/70, and they're driving.
And you also work with people that tend to be concerned about cataracts. Typically, how do you approach that?
Well, a lot of the cataracts and glaucoma are caused by using reading glasses, trifocals, bifocals, progressive lenses for more than 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And when you wear those glasses, they paralyze the ciliary body. It's a muscle inside of the eye around the lens. Because with the glasses on, you can read and see the print, but the muscle isn't working. It just sits there because... the brain will only tighten that muscle to focus when you're trying to focus on something. So if you put a pair of reading glasses on to see better, you'll be able to see better, but it kind of fools the brain. It doesn't know to tighten up the muscle and try to focus on what you're reading. And when that muscle tightens and it loosens and it tightens and loosens to focus, it secretes fluids out of the muscle that actually come into the lens. The lens is in a sac, and there's a muscle around it. When that muscle tightens up, there's fluids that, you know, come out of the muscle, and they actually nourish the lens and bring oxygen and nutrition into the lens. So when you paralyze that muscle from moving, after about 10 years or more of this happening, you know, you've cut off the oxygen, nutrition, lubrication going to the lens, and then you can start developing cataracts. They see it all the time.
Well, you see these commercials nowadays on TV where people are... using prescription eye drops for dry eyes. They don't make enough tears. I guess I guess that has something to do with the muscles in the eye secreting?
Well, it could be the tear duct could have a problem. It could be your diet. You know, people drink a lot, they get dry eye. If you're on the computer a lot, you can, you know, that can dry your eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some drops for that are natural, you know, not a pharmaceutical that we use. And it does help the dry eye. And there's a lot of things that, you know, can happen from your diet and things you're doing every day. You know, too much exposure to sunlight can damage the retina, the inside of the eye. It can also damage the lens and cause cataracts to develop. So if you're outside, you definitely want to be using sunglasses with UVA and B protection.
Okay, and I heard that the lenses that are dark and not, you know, like gray or charcoal, not amber, are better.
Well, Dr. Banker, you know, she always said that you want to use a black lens because it's not a color.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want it so dark you can't see through it, but you don't want to use another lens. You don't want to use colored lenses.
Right.
Because light particles from the sun, you know, that's how you see. It's reflections off things and colors and light particles. They come into the eye and then they go through the lens, which focuses these particles right on the central part of the back of the eye in the macular area. And those light particles, they vibrate at certain frequencies. And when you wear a blue lens, a green lens, a red lens, a yellow lens, whatever, when the light particles go through that lens, it changes the frequency that they're vibrating at, and that's not good for the tissue of the retina.
Well, John, we're almost out of time. You do lots of workshops where people can go and talk and meet with you, but even if they can't make your workshop, you can supply them with a vision kit and help them out. But where is your next workshop going to be?
The next one is Saturday, July 13th, and that's in New York City. In Midtown, Manhattan, at the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's right across the street from Penn Station, Madison Square Garden. And we do that from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. And we also have another workshop scheduled for Saturday, July 27th, in Uniondale, New York, which is on Long Island. And it's out past Huntington a little bit at the Long Island Marriott Hotel. We do it over there, and that's 10 to 6.
Well, that's great. And so if folks want to check it out, they can go to drbanker.com, or they could call you at the office. And I think your office number is 303-494-4532.
That's
so 303-494-4532 if you want to, you know, sign up for the workshop, or if you need a kit from John, if you can't get to the workshop, he can give you a hand with that, right, John?
Yeah, we can give you all the information you need, and our number's on the website, and when you go in there, just click on the seminar page on the home. On the home page, there's a button that says seminar, and you click on that, and you can see where our workshops are and expos, and there's a workshop description. And if you have any questions, just give me a call. I'm usually here 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, Mountain Time.
Mountain Time. Don't forget, he's in Colorado, folks, on
Boulder.
The East Coast. Boulder, Colorado. Well, thank you, John. We're out of time, but I thank you for coming on and explaining everything about how our eyes work and how we can improve them naturally. I appreciate it. We'll have you back again soon.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, John. Awesome. John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group, Dr. Banker, drbanker.com. That's D-R-B-A-N-K-E-R if you want to check out the website, or give John a call at 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. And get you a vision kit and improve your vision. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, wish you all to be well.